Head of the Lassiter Monitoring Team, Lloyd Lynch, said, as activity at the volcano continues to decline, the monitoring team recorded only 5 earthquakes over the past 2 days. He said the monitoring system was affected by the passage of Hurricane Elsa, so the team is continuing to face some challenges with monitoring.
Since we spoke last on Wednesday, the system has continued to decline in activity. I've counted only about 5 earthquakes over the last 2 days. The monitoring system was affected by the Hurricane Elsa. So the station that was used as a reference, the Wallaboo, which is the closest to the volcano, we have not been able to stream that to Trinidad. So normally the analysts in Trinidad are the ones who do detailed analysis on a daily basis and provide the numbers.
Mr. Lynch said the 5 earthquakes recorded represent an all-time low since the explosive event in April. He also noted that gas readings show that the volcano is well on its way back to a state of normalcy.
Since we are still getting Wallaboo at Belmont, I had to do a quick scan this morning. And as I said, I've counted only 5 earthquakes within the last 2 days, which is probably an all-time low since the explosive events. The gas readings, 349. And we have been reporting numbers that are below the long-term average. So the short-term average is certainly less than about 500, which is the long-term average. So that, again, is pointing that the system is well on its way back to QSNs, you know, a state of normalcy.
Mr. Lynch also described what the team saw when they tried to visit the volcano on Wednesday of this week, noting that they were not able to get to the summit.
We attempted to go up to the summit. We reached as far as the location called Riverbed and proceeded maybe another 400 meters beyond. It took us about the better part of an hour to do that 400 meters. It's like a war zone up there. Every 3 meters or so, there's a fallen tree in the course. So it's an obstacle course. We were not able to go up to the summit. From the riverbed up to, say, Jacob's Well, it's a very thick forest. So we expected the course to become more difficult. And by that time, it was already 2:30. So we had to call off the trip. It will take several weeks by the forestry division to clear the path.
Head of the Lassiter Monitoring Team, Lloyd Lynch. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's Lassiter Volcano Update.